Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Magdalena from the Weather Channel, good morning. Did you get into the footy last night?
Good morning. Unfortunately, I was asleep. It's just what happens when you've got to get up at 3:20 every morning.
Yes, yes, that would happen. If it makes you feel any better, Aaron was watching Oprah.
Mm. Oh, what?
I was addicted. They just kept wheeling out these celebrities who told how much they love and adored Oprah.
Wow, Oprah of Origin.
It was, I was just strangely attracted to it.
I woke up when I saw Mitchell Pearce score the first try. I just woke up a bit. And then when I saw Michael Jennings, I just woke up completely because I'm a Queensland supporter.
Oh, no.
Freaked out.
Started to get a bit nervous there.
Yeah, and then when I saw Billy Slater score, I was so relieved, and then I just went back to bed.
He had a victory nap.
Yeah, well, why not? Chris, g'day, how are you going? Give us your wrap of the game.
Best on ground was Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. Good work.
This guy has been part of the Penrith Panthers since the 90s as their chaplain, Steve Stubbings, to talk footy with us this morning after the big game last night. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Oh, what a... Wow.
Make sure you check with Aaron about how much he enjoyed the game, Steve.
Yeah. How much did you enjoy the game, Aaron?
It was wow. What can I say? No, I did see bits of it, all right? I did see bits of it. I did drop out when it was 10-4, I think. So New South Wales 4, Queensland 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught the...
So what else were you doing when you weren't watching the Origin?
Oh, just flicking around a bit. Just flicking around, you know, just seeing what else is on.
What was Oprah wearing,
I was dubbed in. Look, I might have just watched a little bit of the Oprah final show thing, but you know,
an hour and 12 minutes.
It's anyway, that game with the blue and the maroon.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was classic Origin. It was a really good game of footy. Unfortunately, once again, New South Wales Hearts got an enormous amount of hope, only to be dashed. I have a sneaking suspicion they ought to make a rule in Origin that tries scored by Queensland in the last 10 minutes don't count.
Yeah.
it would certainly even up the competition as it stands at the moment. But New South Wales actually put in a very courageous and very promising effort from a young team, who many of whom hadn't been on that stage before. So it was a great effort. Defensively in the second half, there was just an extraordinary period where for about 15 or 20 minutes, I think Queensland had the ball consistently, and New South Wales kept them out after Queensland had got ahead. To 10-0.
They probably had Oprah on in the dressing rooms at halftime.
I think that's possibly true.
Worked for Aaron.
Yeah. No, it was just a great game of footy, highlighted by some very, very good performances, particularly by the Queensland. Heard someone call them the Magic Four of Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, Darren Lockyer and Cameron Smith, all of whom were great in the game. Of course, Thurston to Lockyer, inside ball to Billy Slater was the thing that broke New South Wales' hearts last night.
Mm-hmm.
But a great execution on top of a great forward effort by the two props for Queensland were outstanding. Matthew Scott and Petro Sivanisiva were just terrific. When they were on the field, they were consistently taking hit-ups and making metres, which the New South Wales forwards just didn't seem to be able to do against the defence of Queensland.
Mm. As a Penrith guy, you must be feeling proud of some of your boys.
As I said, Petro played a great game, and Michael Jennings played a very, very good game of football. Every time he got the ball, he looked dangerous. In fact, you could see the Queensland defence starting to wonder what they needed to do to pick him up, and he scored the try that put New South Wales in front after a good break by Josh Dugan. Probably the highlight for me in terms of debutants, he made a simple error at one stage in the game, but the rest of the game he played very, very well. And I think this team, well, Ricky Stewart's already said that he'll keep this team for the second game, and I think they deserve the effort, the chance, because they made a great effort last night and actually came close to beating a champion Queensland team.
You must be feeling good about game two.
Yeah, I think so. It's in Sydney. And so, historically, Queensland has struggled in Sydney, although not over the last 4 or 5 years. And so it will be a chance to level up the series and make for one of the great... third games in Origin, if New South Wales can get over Queensland, particularly given the emotion surrounding Darren Lockyer's retirement and probably Petro Sivanisiva's as well from Origin. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. It's 3 weeks away, and it just has to go a lot more quickly than I think it will.
Uh-huh. Were you worried about calls not going New South Wales' way? Do you think it was fair?
There weren't a lot of penalties given, and the couple that were given against New South Wales, I thought would be dodgy, but they all got blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
So, I think that's how it works, isn't it? I don't know, a rugby league supporter is not somewhat biased in their perceptions of the referees. Queensland were slightly the better team on the night, so the right team won, but I think New South Wales showed enough signs to... for us New South Wales supporters to believe that there is hope for this series, not just into the future.
Great. Well, hope those 3 weeks go quickly for you, Steve.
I hope they go quickly as well. Thanks, Helen. Thanks, Aaron.
Good on you, Steve. Look, he's hoping we could, you know, could New South Wales win a State of Origin for the first time in how long?
Well, it's been a 5-year streak from the Queenslanders.
That'd be nice. Gee, anyway. Look, 3 weeks' time, I'm going to put it in my diary, okay?
Oh, good on you. Yeah, well, Oprah will be gone by then. There won't be anything else on for you to watch. Something in the news this week I love. Okay, producer Mark Burnett, he is the guy behind Survivor and The Apprentice and these juggernaut reality TV shows, but he's doing his first scripted TV project.
Okay.
And he's not tackling a small subject for it. He's doing the Bible, the whole Bible. Genesis to Revelation. He's going to have Noah. He's going to have the Exodus, Jesus' death and resurrection. He's going to get the book of Revelation up there, which should be very interesting to see on screen. He says it's got the best storytelling. His dream for it is to hear a kid at school saying, "Man, that was epic." His words, not mine.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, going to rely heavily on visual effects and not so much the Charlton Heston sword and sandals approach, but a very sort of visual retelling. But here's my favourite bit about this whole story. His wife, you know, the spiritually themed projects apparently run in this family. His wife is Roma Downey, the Irish angel from Touched by an Angel.
Oh, there we are.
Do the voice, Aaron. You know you want to. Do the voice.
Oh, little Johnny, I'm an angel and God loves you.
Yes. Oh. He's a proud parent to 4 kids and about 703 pets, I think it's up to. Good thing he can take care of their vet needs himself. Dr. Mike, our resident vet, good morning.
Good morning to you. You know, it's they are fairly needy even at this young age. And so I just thought it might be... I was looking through the baby diary this morning, basically, and I was just thinking that for these young puppies that are new to our family... You know, their mum's looking after them pretty well in these first couple of weeks, but it's surprising how quickly we need to, you know, as responsible pet owners, that we need to step in and start to just take care of a couple of things ourselves. So,
can you just set up for us again how old the puppies are and how many there are in your household now?
Yes, for sure. So they're, this coming Saturday they'll actually be 4 weeks old, which means that the cuteness level has just gone off the scale. You know, and I guess by that means their eyes are open, they're walking around, I guess they're starting to exhibit their own personalities. So we've got some ones that are a little bit quieter and some ones that are out there. So that, you know, when you walk in to say good morning, then, you know, some of them stand up and sort of go, you know, and do that little bark, you know, wow. Oh. And you're now entering my territory. So, yeah, it's amazing. They're about 4 weeks old and there's some incredible transitions already starting to go on. A couple of things that are really top of the scale in terms of caring, you know, if you're going to be getting a young puppy or looking after young puppies. First is diet. So about 4 weeks of age, a puppy's going to be starting to be weaned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the mum's been feeding them, absolutely caring for them, and now we're just about to enter into the whole thing of, you know, what do I feed my pet? I tell you what, if you ever go and get a young puppy or a young kitten from a breeder or from a pet shop, oftentimes they'll come with a whole ream of information, and a lot of it is focused around diet. It's it can be a really if you wanted to start an argument with a bunch of breeders, you'd say, "What should I feed a puppy?" And there's going to be all sorts of interesting things. You know, people are going to say, "Just soak some Weet-Bix," or, you know, all sorts of things. Basically, their mother's milk is absolutely fine for them up until about 3 to 4 weeks of age. After that, a really high quality puppy food is probably going to be the best.
Mm.
Make sure that it actually says on just using an adult diet or that sort of thing isn't going to cut it. It needs to be higher in protein and energy. For the first couple of weeks, that just might need to be soaked, and you can get sort of special puppy formulas. But it's probably going to be the safest and most balanced long-term diet to use.
I remember doing the Weet-Bix, soaking the Weet-Bix for our puppy when I was a kid, and I got to tell you, it doesn't do much for their breath.
Nor for their going in one end and coming out the other.
Right.
Those are the two things that you have to take care of.
Good to note if you don't want to add to the cleaning duties.
Exactly. So, often people try to say, so boring, than having the same thing day after day. A lot of time, research and investment has gone into these, if you get a good quality brand, if it's a breed specific, or a breed size specific puppy food, it's really the best thing to provide them. They've got fairly high protein and energy needs at this time. They're growing incredibly quickly. And so starting to feed them high quality puppy food early on is probably going to be the best thing. Second thing to consider is, and it's not breakfast time conversation, let's face it, intestinal worming is going to be important from as early as 2 weeks of age.
Oh my goodness.
It's amazing. And so at that stage, they're only going to be like between 500 grams and a kilo, so you're going to need to use a syrup rather than, so you actually get a worming syrup, talk to your vet, or just get some good pet advice. Use a worming syrup, weigh them, and they need to be done about 2, 4, 6, and 8 weeks. So really quite regular at this early stage. And that, the thing there is, Miriam said, you're worming them already? What's with that? It's I suppose, the same as in humans. The younger the animal, the more vulnerable they are, and especially to intestinal worms. And often the environment that they're in, that they can be picking it up from their parents. And so worming them from as young as 2 weeks of age is really critical. Last thing to consider is, that first visit to the vet. And that can that's probably going to be as early as between 6 and 8 weeks of age. And probably what I've noticed about our new additions to the household is how quickly that comes around. So they're already 4 weeks of age. Within a couple of weeks, they're going to be due for their first vet visit, and I'm going to be doing a house call. So that's going to be quite convenient. But
awkward having the vet in his pajamas.
It's a little awkward with his bed hair still on. But between 6 and 8 weeks of age is the first vet visit, absolutely critical visit. It's incredibly important. We're going to be going looking through all sorts of things. Are there any developmental concerns going on? We're going to be looking for things like cleft palates, hernias. We're going to be inspecting, checking clarity of sight, acuity of hearing, and then as well as that, just going through correct development process, check the worming schedule, and the first vaccination. So that's going to be happening between 6 and 8 weeks of age. I guess the best thing to do is invest in a good quality food. Make sure that mum's doing really well. Definitely mark it all on the calendar for the worming and lock in that first vet visit. So it can be quite a busy time, especially when you've got a family of four.
Well, add that to it as well. It really just reminds me again of the fact that you've got to be really into this 100% and so serious about having pets, and especially puppies, because there's so much care you've got to give them.
You're absolutely right, Aaron. I mean, and they pay it back 100-fold. But it's, what's the reminder this morning? You've hit the nail on the head. That's intentional pet ownership. So where you've considered the practicalities of it, is this something I'm ready to get into? There's some financial considerations to think about there. But getting smart about it, and I think probably just getting some good advice, good relationship with your local vet, absolutely critical.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mike.
I'll keep the baby photos coming because they just make it all so worthwhile.
Yay, we love them. Stick them up on our Facebook page anytime you like.
Looking forward to see you guys.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.